Hiya, it's Three Strikes, the show where we talk about topics that people have generally been discussing in the world of football. This is going to be Rob Gutman's show from next season, but he is off enjoying a pre-season holiday, as we all should be. Although, how are we all coping with the heat, Mo? Are you finding it okay?
I'm okay now. Last night was a bit tough, but I really hope that Rob's okay, because obviously he's out in Portugal and they've had it pretty rough as well. So, yeah, it's... We're going to have to all deal with it,
I guess. I think he's going to be in a nice air-conditioned house, though, isn't he, in Portugal, I'd imagine.
Well, I think one of his favourite restaurants was in trouble, so I don't know whether or not he's going to survive. Oh, he might have to find somewhere new to go. You know, like, Rob loves change.
Damien, getting your sleep last night in the heat?
Yeah, it is, you know, because my conscience is clear. So, and I was working from home yesterday. The weather in the garden reminded me of Madrid and number six.
Nice.
It was that Scorchio, and the aircon's working great in Old Hall Street today, so that's not bad at all. And here I am amongst friends talking footy. Life, great lads.
Good news. Oh, and just on time, Sean O'Donnell has just joined us. Sean, you've not missed much. We're just talking about the heat
fantastic.
Wave. So,
I was going to say, just on time is kind of stretching it a little bit.
Well, you know, we're all
out of it's fine. I'm still watching late. I'll let you get away with that one.
We'll blame that. Sean, are you doing all right?
Yes, I am indeed.
It's hot, isn't it?
It's very hot.
Anyway, we'll move on. You know my guests now. We've got Damien Cavanagh, you've got Mosho, we've got Sean O'Donnell, and I'm Harriet Pryor. And the first thing we're going to be talking about is in response to a little bit of ridiculous, I would say, criticism that Darwin Núñez has got after playing 51 minutes in pre-season so far. He's not played a single competitive game, not played a single competitive minute of football for Liverpool, and yet already people on Twitter and mainly on social media, I'd say, and a lot of opposition fans have started to say, have we spent too much money? Is this going to be a flop signing? So, Mo, I'll come to you first. Is the panic all a little bit ridiculous?